You getting excited about RV traveling? Well, we're going to tell you today the best way to plan an RV trip.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's time for another episode of the RV Podcast.
Answering your questions, sharing tips, suggesting great trips and off-the-beaten-path adventures, and always staying on top of the RV lifestyle news you need to know about with great interviews and inside industry information.
Here's your hosts, award-winning journalists Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
And welcome to another edition of the RV Podcast, number 320. And today we're going to talk about, well, a stressful thing for a lot of people, planning an RV trip. No doubt about it, it can cause a little bit of anxiety, but thanks to a whole series of camping-made simple tools that we're going to talk about today, your RV trip planning can be greatly streamlined and, well, almost fun. So stick around. Plus, we have lots of RV news for you this week. And we've got an off-the-beaten-path report from the Burkitts and a fun question from one of our listeners. But right now, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer, hello, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
Well, here it is, the second week of November, and we have just finished a string of 3 or 4 days of summer-like weather.
Absolutely beautiful. Knock your socks off weather.
It has been, and I think the weather is coming to a bitter screeching end, probably even as we're recording this podcast, but as this podcast is released on Veterans Day, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans out there, on November 11th, it's supposed to drop like 40 degrees, I think, the temperature. So down into the 20s at night.
Oh, well, it couldn't last.
Yeah.
It is fall, and in fall, you can get all kinds of weather.
Now, sometimes I think that we need to have a camera in the podcast studio because what they can't see, and you're doing a great job, is our dog, Bo, who is pushing
insisting upon pets.
Insisting on pets, but you know why?
Because it's dinner time.
It's dinner time.
It's 5 o'clock.
We're recording this on the Tuesday before.
And this is a time Bo normally eats and I will probably have a Bo next to me the whole time.
Yep. And I really wish we did have, we should do a video version. Some of the podcasters
do that. He is really quite charming right now.
Yeah. But I mean, we could put two cameras in here. I'll have to think about it, and we'll have to see what our audience wants. I'm excited. I'm getting my new iPhone 12 Max this week.
Well, I won't see much of you.
Well, no, it's so simple now. It used to be, but now, you know, it's all done through the cloud, and I just, I open it up, I turn it on, it turns off my old one, and it goes to the cloud, it syncs up all my photos, all that stuff. That's one of the reasons I got it, because of this awesome photography abilities of the new one. So that's coming, I think, Friday. Otherwise, we would have been on the road.
We got to get your priorities straight.
I do.
Pretty exciting.
We were going to try a trip down to Florida and the Emerald Coast, try and get a couple of weeks in. But I think now, by the time we get everything done, it's too close to Thanksgiving, and we're having a big Thanksgiving dinner here. So we got to be back for family and everything on Thanksgiving. So maybe if we go to the Emerald Coast, we'll go the first week of December right in there.
We're trying.
It's a crazy time out there. There's, you know, obviously another surge of COVID. And, you know, so be careful whatever you're doing. Know what it's like in your area. Be safe. Social distance. Mask. I don't have to tell you that. You all know that. And you hear plenty of that elsewhere. So we are going to talk about fun things in the RV world. And we've got a fun video coming up this Saturday on a trip we did a week ago to Ohio, where we visited Advanced RV near Cleveland and saw that new B-Box Class B motorhome that they was started as a prototype, but now they're selling it.
That's exciting. And it's fun to see the innovation and everything they're doing down there.
Yeah, it is. All right, this part of the podcast is brought to you by Camping World. Camping World's America's number one RV dealer, and we see Camping World all the time because we like to stop in as we travel, more than 225 locations, and we love to walk up and down the aisles because we always find little gadgets and gizmos we want for the RV. They have all sorts of great camping supplies there, and one of the things we like is that listeners of the RV podcast can get a 10% discount on all purchases they make over $99 if you order through the rvlifestyle.com/campingworld link, rvlifestyle.com/campingworld, and use the code RVLifestyle10 and you'll get a 10% discount. You'll find everything there on that list. That's all the we've put all of the outdoor furniture and appliances that you see us use in our videos that we have purchased from Camping World, and some extras, you know, from camping chairs to, you know, electrical accessories and the little this and that's that you need. So check it out. Go to rvlifestyle.com/campingworld.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
Yet another tropical storm is projected to become a hurricane and hit the Gulf region, particularly the state of Florida this week. Tropical Storm Etta was over Cuba Sunday and lashed the Florida Keys Monday and Tuesday. As we record this, Etta is expected to head west and then predicted to turn north and east and hit Florida again, maybe multiple times on up to the panhandle. Obviously, with a tropical storm or hurricane, things may change by the time you hear this. But if you're planning to camp in the southern Gulf states this week, be sure to check in with your campground ahead of time. And we recommend getting a good weather app. We'll put a link in the show notes to suggest one that we recommend. And that you can find that at rvlifestyle.com/320. Again, that's rvlifestyle.com/320.
Some parts of the Rocky Mountain National Park opened to visitors over this past weekend. And that's the first time since October 22nd when the park was hit by those devastating wildfires that have been sweeping the West. It forced evacuations and closure, and the fire did destroy several historic buildings, including the Fern Lake Backcountry Patrol Cabin, the Trails and Tack Barn, the Grand Lake Entrance Station, the office to that, and other buildings throughout the park. That fire that hit Rocky Mountain National Park is reported to be the second largest in the park's history. And in fact, some parts of it are still burning this week.
Sometimes the news stories of people doing foolish things at Yellowstone National Park leaves us just shaking our heads. So was the case in a story we read last week about a man who was caught cooking two chickens in a hot spring. Rangers caught the man and a group of people hiking near the Shoshone Geyser Basin, a thermal area that's off limits to hikers. The incident happened in August, but the sentencing was recently just handed out. And his punishment was not being banished from Yellowstone for 2 years and ordered to pay a fine.
So he's not allowed back into Yellowstone.
For just 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll become a vegan and won't need to cook.
Yeah, maybe.
Chickens.
That's what I remember when we were out there one time. We were at one of the campgrounds in the park, and the park volunteer was disgusted because that little natural stream that was running through the campground, right through the middle of the campground, and there was this family that was just like washing their dishes and scraping their food off. And anyway, some people don't know any better, I guess.
No, they don't. It's water and.
Yep. Oh, well.
I remember that, too.
Well, as the weather is getting chillier in much of the country, we saw several stories this past week about RV fires that were caused by electric heaters. See them every year at this time. One of the stories happened after an RV owner in Washington State left the electric heater on when he was not inside. And we thought this would be a good time to do a little refresher on RV safety. Electric heaters are a very common cause of fires. You should never leave one unattended and make sure there is nothing around it. They get extremely hot. A few years back, we interviewed our friend Mark Polk of RV Education 101 and what we can do to reduce the likelihood of a fire. And I think we'll build a link to that interview with Mark in the show notes at rvlifestyle.com/320. rvlifestyle.com/320. Just scroll down to the news of the week, and you'll find that link there. But if you have an electric heater, you have to watch it and be in and around it. Don't leave it on unattended.
We saw an interesting story last week about the financial issues facing California state parks, which many of us RVers enjoy visiting. California's parks were particularly hard hit this year. not only by wildfires, but by government-ordered COVID-19 closures. The combination meant less visitors, and less visitors means less revenue needed to pay staff and keep the facilities open. The article was an interesting one and left me wondering just how many other states hit by strict COVID measures or wildfires are in similar shape.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, America's number one e-bike brand, offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, now with free shipping and a special discount to listeners of the RV podcast. Rad Power Bikes, built for everything, priced for everybody. They make a whole different series of them. All of them can go 20 miles an hour. You've got fold-up ones. You've got fat tire. You got mountain bikes. You got city beach cruiser type styles. All of them will give you the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle, utilizing 5 different levels of pedal assist when you need it for that added boost. They're perfect for people who want to get back into riding, or maybe recovering from surgery or an injury, or just looking for that little extra oomph to keep up with friends and family. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge, and Rad Power Bikes are priced at often less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market because the dealer retail markup chain is cut out. They deal directly with the consumer online at radpowerbikes.com. If you mention RV Lifestyle at your checkout, they will give you an additional $75 off. radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
Well, here's a question that came in from one of our listeners who asked a kind of a common question that we get almost on a weekly basis. One person wants to go RVing and the other person, you know, maybe not quite so enthusiastic about it. So check out this question, and we'll give you our take on it.
Hey, Mike, Jen. Terry Larkin here calling. I was a U.S. Navy photographer back during the Apollo days and took pictures of the astronauts, et cetera. So my question is, I'm trying to convince my wife, Allison, to get into a Class C, like the Winnebago View or Navion, because I drove really long distances racing basically from hotel to hotel, and then, you know, having to unload everything, bring it in, and then, you know, go out and do what I got to do during the day, but I check out of a hotel, and then I got to find another one at the end of the day. That's why I'm trying to convince Allison that we get an RV, and then we can be on our own schedule. So maybe you can answer on your next podcast for Allison. Some ideas on that to convince her. Thanks a lot.
Well, he also wrote us a note too, and he mentioned that he loves to take photographs, and that's as he said, he doesn't like going in and out of motels. And what advice do you have for him? He would like to bring his wife along and get her excited about the RV, buying an RV, and she's a little reluctant.
I think that she would love a Class C. There's more room in a C than the B, and it's not as big as an A. And I would hope that she would give it a try, that they would rent one for a trip, see how that works. I don't like carrying everything in and out of a hotel. And then I usually, every now and then you forget something, or you have something stolen, like a simple thing like makeup or something.
Do you remember when we first started, I cut a deal with you. I said that every third night, we would stay in a hotel or a motel. Remember that? And
yeah.
We did that the first year or two, you know. And eventually, the second year, it was maybe every fifth night. And by the third year, we prefer sleeping in the RV now. But it is kind of a threatening thing at first when you've never done it before.
Yeah. I mean, you think because you spend all this money on this RV that you can't get a hotel room.
Right. And you can't. Why can't you? Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, I'm really practical. You know, I got this money wrapped up. We're going to use it.
Yeah.
But if you can afford a room, get a room every now and then.
And now with COVID, it's a different matter because a lot of people are concerned about cleanliness, although hotels, I think, have done just a great job. They seem to be bouncing right back. But, if that's kind of a would ease it for her, offer a similar deal. You'll get a room every now and then and see if that makes her a little happy. It helped my wife because my wife, as many of you remember, is an exercise nut. And when we'd be traveling for long periods of time, there's always an exercise room at a hotel. So
no, not always, but you had to get one that had an exercise room so I could work out.
I had to find the ones that did have them. But eventually, we both came to just really love this equally and this lifestyle. Now, the other thing is interests. What does your wife like to do? That's the first thing. What does she like to do? What kind of things can you do in taking an RV trip that will make her happy, that she can find activities?
Yeah, I think nobody wants to be bored. I mean, you're out taking pictures. I don't know what her hobbies are.
That's your hobby.
And then find a place where she can do what she enjoys doing, or you can both do what she enjoys doing, and then maybe you can both go take pictures. Marriage is like.
One thing that a lot of couples do is they visit relatives in far-off cities. And what's that old saying that... relatives,
3 days.
3 days with relatives in your house, they're like fish, they both start to stink. But yeah. With an RV, you have your own ensuite bathroom with you. You have your own privacy, and you can mooch dock, as they call it, mooching off of somebody else's driveway, staying there instead of a campground, visiting friends, relatives. If you got grandkids and kids. I know the first few years that we were in our RV, we were going all the time. We caught many of our grandkids out of state football games and basketball games, and
yeah, we'd spend the night in our RV, parking lot of the football field.
We've done that, but photography is your thing. But what is your wife's thing? What does she like to do? Is she an antiquer? Does she like to shop? Be nice to the girl and find things that she wants to do and start easy. Don't go off with a cross-country trip on your first adventure.
We need a list of reasons that she doesn't want to be in an RV.
Yeah. Have a conversation with her and say, Allison, what don't you like about this notion?
Don't want to use the restroom down the block. I mean, with COVID nowadays, I can understand that.
You don't have to because you got to see. In your RV. You would have your own in your RV. So anyway, let us know how it goes. And we hope that we see you out there on the road sometime.
Hey, fellow travelers. Want to have your voice featured on the RV podcast?
Send us your questions or comments. Send an audio file to mike@rvlifestyle.com. Or better yet, use our RV podcast voicemail number, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990.
We want to hear from you. Call 586-372-6990.
And this part of the RV podcast is brought to you by Battle Born Batteries, makers of quality, safe, and reliable lithium batteries that can be installed in just about every RV. Battle Born Batteries will give you a 10-year guarantee on those batteries. They offer a different size 12-volt lithium deep cycle models that will literally drop in any size travel trailer or motorized RV you have. The reason you want lithium is because they let you have sustained adventures off the grid. The batteries offer better performance. They charge faster. They charge fuller. They're longer lasting, and they're maintenance free and extremely safe. We have had Battle Born batteries in our last two RVs. We rely on them for our boondocking adventures. If you're interested in learning more, just go to rvlifestyle.com/lithium. That's rvlifestyle.com/lithium.
Time now for the RV Podcast Interview of the Week. Interesting, entertaining, and helpful information about the RV lifestyle. Here's Mike with this week's interview.
All right, this week we are going to talk about planning an RV trip using a suite of tools called RV Life Pro. Now, it's a subscription. We'll go into all the details a little bit later on. It costs, like, $49 a year. And this just makes it so much easier. We've talked before about a tool they have called the RV Trip Wizard, which we love. We love it. It's just a really great software RV trip planning tool. But now that has been bundled into this really nifty umbrella of other services and tools that are just fantastic. So that is what we are going to talk about in this week's Interview of the Week. Well, joining us right now from RV Life is Patrick Buchanan, and we're going to kind of walk through how easy it is now to plan an RV trip. I've done it before with paper maps and books, and it works. It's kind of fun. I still like to carry paper and all that stuff, but on the phone like this, this is the way. Patrick, you've put together quite a suite of RV planning information, and we'll put a link to that all in the show notes and in the description below. But Patrick, talk a little bit about how technology has made it so easy to plan a trip and to get your navigation directions, and talk about RV Life Pro.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's great to be here again, and I hope your audience enjoys this time. So we really turned a major corner really last year and into this year when we were able to bring together, you know, the RV Trip Wizard, which is that web-based trip planning tool now we've had for a number of years, but we were able to marry that with our RV Life GPS app. So on your whereas you used to and still can, of course, plan your trips in detail with the RV Trip Wizard, you now can navigate those trips that you've created right there on your phone with an RV Safe GPS. You know, as companies like Rand McNally and Garmin have kind of gone their own ways and followed their own path, so to speak, taking that trip, you know, you spend all that time in Trip Wizard creating that trip. With all the nuances and the details and every facet that you want to have in there, exporting that to a GPS has been always an exciting challenge, to say the least.
I don't know if I'd use the word exciting.
Well, I was trying to find a friendly word.
I would have an ing at the end, but it would probably start with frustrating.
Yeah, very much so. And yeah. and it's actually. It's gotten all but impossible now, as some of those brands, and certainly it makes sense for them to keep you in their ecosystem using their tools. And unfortunately, they're just not as good, and they're a little bit cumbersome, and then they're just not complete tools. They want you to sign into, you know, essentially drink their Kool-Aid through the whole process, but really that pitcher is only about half full. So we were excited, and we actually accelerated our team to pushing that RV Life app out there soon, and it's available now, and it's included. So it's no longer a separate subscription to get the RV Trip Wizard and then get the RV Life GPS app. On its own, it's got a lot of great features. You know, it's a standalone GPS. You can find a campground, hit go, and hit the road. But the beauty of it is being able to find the trip in the Trip Wizard that you planned. You know, it's everything's in the cloud now. So you pop open your phone, you find that trip that you spent all that time planning, and just hit go, and you navigate that trip right on the phone. So
let's
that 1-2 punch has been a game changer.
Yeah, and there's some more. I'll come back to that. Let's kind of back up a little bit and first talk about the fact that this is all integrated now in an app. RV Trip Planner, RV Trip Wizard, has been my go-to planning tool now for a couple of years. It's just really nice. I have a rule, Patrick, called the 330 rule, where I urge my folks, and we follow it as best we can, don't travel any more than 330 miles. Stop by 3:30 in the afternoon, whichever comes first. Then you're not worn out. You can see the area. And what I loved about RV Trip Wizard and still love about it is that I can set a circle of 350 on my route. And then it's right from that app, I can find places where I can camp along the way. And I've loved that. But now, instead of having to open up that app on a tablet while we drive, it's all on the smartphone. And I think the other thing that has made this really possible for you guys is the popularity of things like CarPlay or Android Auto, which now integrate your mapping systems directly into your vehicle GPS. So we plan it on RV Trip Wizard. Give everybody a 15-second overview of what that does, besides being able to set a 330-mile radius.
Well, the radius is, in fact, the biggest feature, and I actually use hours for mine. So I set mine for 5 hours, and with stops, you know, that's maybe a six-hour day. But it accomplishes the same thing. The quick and dirty explanation of what Trip Wizard does, it shows you exactly where you're going to be at the end of your driving day, and it shows you those campgrounds that are in that area, excuse me, so you can choose it and add it to your trip.
Now, and you can then
rather rinse, repeat. You just do it every day.
But not only does it show you the campgrounds, you can then click on those campgrounds. And that's another part of this whole RV Life Pro app that you get, because you can now bring up data on those campgrounds. You can then book your campground. But it's so nice to be able to click and see what those campgrounds are and not have to keep switching between devices and phones.
Well, it really is. And there's really kind of two layers to that. That first click gives you a quick picture and a rating, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars. And it sort of says, okay, do I want to investigate this one further? And then I click more details, and I can look at reviews, and I can look at amenities, and I can look at a bunch more photos and things like that. And that helps me make that decision. Once I finally decide, yep, that's where I'm going to stay, then I hit that add to trip button. And also in that data is that campground's website and phone number. So if you want to make that reservation, and you should, certainly in today's times, you can call them or go to their website right from there and make that reservation.
And one of the things I like about so many of those campgrounds now is we actually, for those of us who work on the road and all the digital nomads out there, it gives you a quick idea how well cellular coverage is, which is a big factor. So we've done that. We've planned our trip. We have found our campgrounds. Now, I want to go back to the GPS system. You call it the RV Safe. And this answers a question I get regularly from our listeners and our viewers about how do I know where tunnels are too low for me or what's a steep mountain grade? You integrate that. I'm assuming that's why you call it RV Safe for your navigation system.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the first steps that you'll do when you sign into the app is set and confirm your RV dimensions, height, weight, length, and whether or not you're carrying propane, because that can affect a few tunnels out there, you know. And so when you hit that go button, whether it's a short camping trip to one stop, or whether it's an elaborate trip that you've created in Trip Wizard, it'll present you with that route, and you confirm the RV, and then you hit go, and it'll avoid those low bridges. It'll do all those things that people are fearful about. I'm amazed at the amount of people that simply rely on Google to drive their RV. And you know, the two biggest problems there, of course, are A, Google doesn't know what you're driving, so it doesn't avoid those bridges or areas you shouldn't be in. And, you know, Google assumes you're traveling at highway speed or better, which sometimes is 70, 75 miles an hour. There's a stretch here in Texas that's 80 miles an hour. And some of those, I think, up in Wyoming, perhaps. But, that's not reality in the RV. So after a grueling 6 or 7 or 8 hours of driving, or Mike, if you've set your 330, if you're doing that on Google, you're not where you thought you were going to be, because you're not going 75 miles an hour.
And another thing that's nice about an app like this is it's constantly updated. It's always being updated, you know, when you pick up a piece of paper and other things. So we figured out how to do the planning, which is cool. We've got the GPS system. We have found a campground. And then there are some of the other features that I really like that you've added. So, for example, if I want to know what to see along the way or what to see in the area that I'm going to be overnighting. Talk about that part of the trip planning process, because people always say, well, what should I see when I'm around here?
Yeah, you know, the in that planning aspect, really, which kind of leans us back more toward the Trip Wizard side, we have all these POIs, points of interest, if you will, you know, the golf courses, the museums, the amusement parks, and attractions like that, anything within an area. You can select those, casinos for those that like that. You can select those and it'll show them on the map. And you can get real fancy with some of the driving rings and set yourself a radius. That's sort of a sophomore year usage there. But you can tag all those things in Trip Wizard and find them, locate them. If it's something you're going to see along the way, then you just go ahead and add it to your trip. If it's something you're going to just do when you're there, you make a note of it or throw a comment in the campground box, and then when you get there, you go, "Hey, we were going to go see that, you know, that art museum or whatever."
Well, I'm going to put a link to all of this in the show notes and in the description, so people, because a lot of people are driving right now, but you guys have done really a terrific job. It used to be up until this that you needed paper, pens, books, and then I don't have anything else, paper maps. They're kind of fun to hold and look. But used to have those. Then you used to have an app for driving and an app for campgrounds and an app. And now it's all in one system. And that is awesome. Plus the community aspect of it as well. There is a community involved here too, right?
Absolutely. We're the RV Life community is huge. We've got a lot of resources out there, forums and Facebook and all those types of things. The app itself, you mentioned the attractions or things like that. But one of the neatest parts of the app is wherever you are based on your GPS location, the app will constantly show you what rest areas, what fuel stations, and what campgrounds are nearby. So if you're, you know, you get stalled, you get behind a traffic jam, or those types of things, you can just look at your phone and say, you know what, we're not going to make that campground or that rest area like we planned. Where's the nearest one? So that's one of my favorite features in that app, because you never know what you're going to run into. But that segue was simply to remind me of those features that are in the app, and that includes access to all of our community sites, the content sites and articles, things like that.
Well, RV Life Pro is the service that we're talking about here, and it makes your RV trip planning so much easier. And not only your trip planning, but your trip itself. Patrick Buchanan from RV Life, thank you for being with us. And we will put links to all of that. And I'm actually planning a big one. I'm hoping we can all start traveling again. I've got, who knows next year, but I've already got about the first 1,200 miles planned. So we'll keep working. And that's another funny thing. You can actually start this, work a plan out, and then come back to it later. And I've got my mind is all filled with it now. So, Patrick, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure as always, and hope to see you soon. Perhaps Tampa. Who knows what we'll be stuck with next January? But you know what? We'll just play it by ear.
Well, we are planning to be at the Tampa RV Super Show in just a couple months. See you then.
Well, as are we. So hopefully it'll all go down.
Now you need to run over to our RVLifestyle.com travel blog. Go to RVLifestyle.com/320, and that'll take you to the show notes page. We've got some images from this planning stuff that we were just talking about that you can see how it looks on your screen. And we've got a video version of the interview with Patrick, and we also have a transcript of the interview as well. So lots of information. And you can always find that on our show notes page, which is, you know, rvlifestyle.com. That's our travel blog. You know about the travel blog, right, everybody out there? That's our daily updated RV blog. There's new content on every single day. And then, of course, on Wednesdays when the podcast come out, we put the show notes up with links. And the show notes are always rvlifestyle.com/whatever the episode number. And this is episode 320, so it would be rvlifestyle.com/320, and then just scroll down through the blog post and you'll see where the story is and all the information you need. And there's even a player, but most of you I know listen to the podcast on an app, and that's awesome, or on your computer. But you can also listen to it through the RVLifestyle.com blog. Hey, the interview of the week is brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com, where every new motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the continental U.S. They'll put it in your driveway. Sunshine State RVs, they're located in Gainesville, Florida. If you can get down there, awesome. Go take a look at their inventory. But even if not, go to SunshineStateRVs.com, and you will see one of the largest selections of small motorhomes anywhere in North America. They have a complete full line of brand new RVs in stock. They carry RVs like the Winnebago Travato, the Winnebago Era, the Coachman, the American Patriot, the Fleetwood IROC, and more. And then they have a huge used inventory in stock, previously owned RVs ranging from the early 90s to the current year. What we love about Nick and Craig and the crew at Sunshine State RVs is that every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection in which they make sure that all of the mechanical and manual systems are in top conditions. Every RV is road tested to make sure it runs and drives the way that it should. They go over the interior components just as entirely as they do the outside, and every component is turned on and tested to make sure it works. Check them out, SunshineStateRVs.com.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
All right, this week our Off the Beaten Path correspondents, Patty and Tom Burkett, are in Pennsylvania. And what did they find there?
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. It's said that the Keystone State is the snack capital of the United States, and we have no reason to argue with that assertion. Whether you want to eat yourself full of potato chips and pretzels, or try more esoteric specialties like pickled cheese balls or cream cheese and lox crackers, the bakers of Pennsylvania will provide. Some, like the venerable 50s edifice that houses Utz Snacks and the sprawling complex where Hers produces their goodies, are modern factories, albeit with a sense of fun you won't find at shops where less crispy offerings are shipped out the door. Others are true throwbacks, family operations that still produce in small batches for a limited market.
Let's start at the beginning. The oldest continuously operating family handmade pretzel bakery in the USA can be found down a side street in Lancaster. Still operating in a slightly enlarged version of the two next door garages where it began in 1931, Hammond's Bakery is now run by the grandchildren of founder William Hammond. An ingenious machine rolls and twists the pretzel dough one at a time before they're baked on a revolving soapstone hearth in original brick ovens. The first pretzel twisting machine was invented in Reading, Pennsylvania in 1947. Very few pretzels these days are actually twisted, either by hand or by machine, except at soft pretzel bakeries.
If you'd like to try your hand at pretzel twisting, you can take the twisting tour at Julius Sturgis Pretzels in the Mennonite town of Lititz. Sturgis has its own claim to fame as the oldest commercial pretzel bakery in the USA. As the story goes, back in 1850, a hobo wandered into Sturgis Bakeries looking for a job. No jobs were available, but old Julius gave him a good meal and let him sleep on the floor. In the morning he was gone, but on the counter was a recipe for pretzels. Having never tried them before, the baker made a batch and within 10 years had abandoned all his other products to make them full-time. 6 generations later, Bruce Sturgis runs the show and once hosted an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Get a look at more modern pretzel making at the gleaming and much more technological Hers Snack Food Company in the Pennsylvania Dutch town of Intercourse. The name of the town is a story in and of itself, which we'll save for another time. At Hers, the tour gathers in a large, colorful, tiled lobby and proceeds upstairs to a viewing gallery where, through large windows, you can watch the largely automated process in operation. Pretzels here are extruded through a die onto a continuously moving conveyor that travels below a salter, through a soda bath, into an oven and a cooling chamber, and eventually spill into bags. From this high vantage, you can watch other things being made as well, and there's an informative video playing that explains the process and the machinery. Back in the lobby, there's a well-stocked and very reasonably priced gift shop.
No pretzel tour would be complete without a stop at the Utz store, also in Lancaster. The front of the building looks like it might have emerged from a 1950s science fiction movie. All aluminum and curves. Step inside, and there are dozens of varieties of chips, crackers, pretzels, cheese balls, and dips. Seasonal pretzel shapes, trees, and stars in December, bunnies and eggs in the spring. Sit next to industrial-sized tubs of bar snack mix and multi-packs of Halloween treat bags. We've never left without eating too much and buying too much, and every time we've checked out, the cashier has thrown in an extra bag or two of something they made too much of. Last time it was cheese and salsa chips.
There are literally dozens of large and small snack food factories in the southeastern quarter of Pennsylvania. You can find a lot of them in guidebooks, and find some more by asking questions at small-town diners and general stores. And some, you'll discover, only appear to those who keep their eyes open while driving the side streets, far off the beaten path.
And that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast with Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
New episodes are released every Wednesday, and the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the RV Podcast.
We're in all the popular podcast apps, and you can also listen on the RVLifestyle.com travel blog.
Till next time, happy trails, fellow travelers. We'll be looking for you down the road.
All right, thank you guys so much for another episode of the podcast. Again, please make the RVLifestyle.com travel blog a daily check for you online. We have new content, lots of helpful resources posted every single day. Hey, on behalf of my wife, Jennifer, and our dog, Bo, I'm Mike Wendland. We'll see you down the road. Happy trails, everybody.